The Burt Show.
Here's a fun little peek on a 1-911 operator that gets a call. This is a while ago, and it must be recirculating now. She gets a call, and keep in mind, while this guy is talking, he's a police officer. He's trying to hide that fact, I think, from her. I didn't listen real closely again yesterday, but I think he's trying to hide that fact from her. And he and his wife decided that they were going to put some marijuana in their brownies and have a good time. And it's the first time that she's ever done it, and he hasn't done that very often, so he starts to trip. I mean, he starts to think he is about to die.
They are freaking
out. He actually
out.
Says at one point, I think I'm dead.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, he's high as hell when he makes this call right now to 911.
Dillon Heights Emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose, and so is my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm just... I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
Yeah, I could feel it. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
Probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
I know, we have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
Okay. Are you guys on any sort of prescription pills? Do you guys take any sort of other medication?
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And does she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, I don't know, it's in our medicine cabinet.
Okay, but how many does she take it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? Two, four, eight?
Like, I don't know, like five a day. Please come.
She takes about five a day?
Yeah. Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. They've been in route for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
And she takes about how many? Five a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
Six a day?
Like five a day. I don't know. We got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
Okay. And you don't know how many she's taken today?
No.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay. Is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
The porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light on?
Yes, the porch light is on.
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
No, there is.
Where is that?
It's in my closet.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay.
Come on, Ginger. Where's FD at right now?
They're on the way, sir. Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever. What's this going on the Red Wings game?
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
Oh, my God.
I haven't got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What's the score say?
3-3.
And what channel is it on?
Channel 2.
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay. Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, and they just passed you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're... Okay, well, we'll let them know, okay? Go outside and flag them down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
alrighty.
No.
His mother-in-law's heard that too.
No.
Now the side story on this thing is that he is a cop, and he took the evidence off of another case and brought it home, and used it for the marijuana.
So he was convinced that there's something in it.
He was, yeah. He didn't buy it from anybody. He took it, like, you know, out of the police station.
Oh,
my favorite
man.
Part is when he asked what the score of the Detroit Red Wings game is.
So yeah, I just trying to make sure I'm not hallucinating. Do you have any guns in the house? You already asked me. What was your answer? Nah, yes, no. Damn it.
The Burt Show.